Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 12, Mohini Murti bewilders Lord Shiva, and we begin with text number 9. No purport to 9, and there's a purport to 10. Those who are known as the impersonalist Vedantists regard you as the impersonal Brahman. Others known as the Mimamsaka philosophers regard you as religion. The Sankhya philosophers regard you as a transcendental person who is beyond Prakriti and Purusha and who is a controller of even the demigods. The followers of the codes of devotional service, known as the Pancharatras, regard you as being endowed with 9 different potencies. And the Patanjali philosophers, the followers of Patanjali Muni, regard you as the supreme independent personality of Godhead who has no equal or superior. I'm afraid to ask anyone questions. No, don't put it. So, how do the Sankhya philosophers see Krishna? Yeah, that's right. And what? Beyond Purusha and Prakriti. And who is the controller of who?
The demigods.
Yes, control the demigods also. And has the followers of Patanjali Muni see Krishna? The what? Supreme independent personality of Godhead, with no equal or superior. Good. And how do the Mamamsakas view Krishna? As religion, yes. And the Sankhya philosopher. And who's left? The Pancharatras. Well, where are the Pancharatras? We're the ones who are following Pancharatra. Is that how you see Krishna as Brahman?
No.
Oh, what did you put it on there for? What are you doing? I don't want you to put there on.
Huh?
Yeah, you're right, I'm sure. We'll take it. Okay. Sri Devi, how do the Pancharatras see Krishna? Good thing you put it on there. Friend of everyone. Okay, text 10. Naham paraya rishayo namariti mokya. Jananti yad vicharitam kalu sattva sargaha. Yan maya mushita chaitasa isha daitya. Martya daya kim uta shasvat abhadra ritaha. Na.
Neither.
Aham. I, para ayu, that personality who lives for millions and millions of years, Lord Brahma. Rishaya, the 7 rishis of the 7 planets. Na, nor, marichi mukya. Headed by Marichi Rishi. Jananti. No. Yat. By whom? The Supreme Lord. Virachitam. This universe. Which has been created. Kalu. Indeed. Sattvasarga. Although born in the mode of goodness, yet maya, by the influence of whose energy? Mushita chaitasaha, the hearts are bewildered. Isha, O my Lord, daitya, the demons, Martyada-adayaha. The human beings and others. Kim uta. What to speak of? Shasvat. Always. Abhadra vritaha. Influenced by the base qualities of material nature. Translation of Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O my Lord, I, who am considered to be the best of the demigods, who's speaking? Yes. And Lord Brahma and the great rishis, headed by Marichi, are born of the mode of goodness. Nonetheless, we are bewildered by your illusory energy and cannot understand what this creation is. Lord Shiva can't understand what the creation is. What about ourselves? We got it all down. We know exactly what's going on. If Shiva comes, we can explain everything to him. Although he happens to be omniscient, but anyhow, everyone has their problems. Aside from us, what is to be said of others, like the demons and human beings, or in the base modes of material nature, Rajagun and Tamagun? How will they know you? Good question. Let's find out. Lord Shiva is asking some good questions here. Factually speaking, even those who are in the mode of material nature, material mode of goodness, cannot understand the position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What then is to be said of those who are situated in Rajagun and Tamaguna, the base qualities of material nature? How can we even imagine the Supreme Personality of Godhead? There are so many philosophers trying to understand the Absolute Truth, but since they are situated in the base qualities of material nature and are addicted to so many bad habits like drinking, meat eating, illicit sex and gambling, how can they conceive of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? For them it is impossible. For the present day, the Pancharatriki Vidhi, as enunciated by Narada Muni, is the only hope. Srila Rupa Goswami therefore has quoted the following verse from the Brahma Yamala. Shri Shuti Smriti Paranadi Pancharatrika Vina. Let's see. Shuti Smriti Paranadi Pancharatrika Vidinam Vidim Vina At Kantiki Hare Bhaktir Utpatayaiva Kalpate. Devotional service of the Lord that ignores the authorized Vedic literatures like the Upanishads, Puranas, and Narada Pancharatrika, is simply an unnecessary disturbance in society. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 12101. Those who are very advanced in knowledge and are situated in the mode of goodness follow the Vedic instructions of the Shruti and Smriti and other religious scriptures, including the Pancharatriki Vidhi. Without understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead in this way, one only creates a disturbance. In this age of Kali, so many gurus have sprung up because they do not refer to the Shruti, Smriti, Paranadi, Pancharatrika Vidhi. They are creating a great disturbance in the world in regard to understanding the Absolute Truth. However, those who follow the Pancharatriki Vidhi under the guidance of a proper spiritual master can understand the Absolute Truth. It is said, Pancharatrasya Krishnasya Kritsnasya Vaktatu Bhagavan Swayam. The Pancharatrika Pancharatra system is spoken by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, just like Bhagavad Gita. Vasudeva's Sharana Vidura Anjanaisa, Anjasaiva. The truth can be understood only by one who is taking shelter of the lotus feet of Vasudeva. Bonam jamanamante yanamamam prapadite Vasudeva saramiti samahatma sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who has actually acknowledged surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Only those who have surrendered to the lotus feet of Vasudeva can understand the absolute truth. Vasudeve Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Priyojitaha Janat Yatyayishu Vairagyam Jnanam Cha Tat Ahaitukam. By rendering devotional service unto the personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna, one immediately acquires causeless knowledge and detachment from the world. Therefore, Vasudeva Bhagavan Shri Krishna personally teaches in Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharma Prachaja Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Ban all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. Bhaktyamam Abhijananti Yavanyaschasmi Tattvataha. One can understand the Supreme Personality as he is only by devotional service. 1855. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is not properly understood even by Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, what to speak of others, but he can be understood by the process of bhakti yoga. Maya sakta manakparta yogam yunjan manashraya asamsham samagramam itagyasasi tashinu. If one practices bhakti yoga by taking shelter of Vasudeva Krishna, simply by hearing Vasudeva speak about himself, one can understand everything about him. Indeed, one can understand him completely. Samagram. Of course, Lord Shiva, he understands Krishna because Krishna is standing right before him when he's making these giving these prayers. And similarly, Lord Brahma has given us the Brahma Samhita, so obviously he knows something about Krishna also. And what we have is the Brahma Samhita is only the fifth volume of 100 volumes. So we can't even imagine what are in the other 95 volumes of the Brahma Samhita. Now the question is, how much do we know Krishna? And what is the process of knowing Krishna? Well, the first thing is we have to become convinced that it's worth knowing Krishna. Because if we're not about to be convinced by my lecture today that it's worth knowing Krishna. Sorry. But we can become a little bit more convinced than we already are, that's all. And how to become a little bit more convinced is two ways. One is theoretical, and the other is by experience. Of course, the theoretical is just to aid the experience. If we only get theoretical understanding, but there's no experience, then it's like licking the jar of honey. The honey's there, we can see it, but we can't taste it unless we go inside the jar. Well, we get some theoretical knowledge, we get some inspiration, but we'll forget that inspiration if it's not experienced after some time. So many of us, we get insights into reality, but because it's only an insight, we rapidly forget it, or we forget it after some time. Therefore, it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, well, many things are said in the Bhagavad Gita, but Naham Prakasha Sarvasha Yogamaya Samavrita Budoyam Nabhijananti Lokoyam Ajam Avyam. That I'm never manifested to the foolish and unintelligent. So we have to stop being foolish and unintelligent. But how many people in this material world think that they're foolish or unintelligent? Most people think they're quite intelligent. When Sanatana Goswami was speaking to the jailkeeper, Sanatana Goswami was arrested by the Nawab Hussein Shah because he wanted to join Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and therefore the Nawab wanted him to assist him in his government affairs, so he arrested him. He was under, and Sanatana Goswami was under the charge of a Muslim jailkeeper. So he told the Muslim jailkeeper that I'll give you some money, let me go. No way, I might get into trouble, the jailkeeper said. But you've read the scripture, and you know that one who frees, one who liberates a person, or liberates a prisoner, goes back to Allah. As you know, as it says in the Quran, one who liberates a person from material existence, or liberates a prisoner, goes to Allah. Doesn't say that in the Quran, by the way. But Sanatana Goswami was tricking the jailkeeper because he's illiterate. Probably only heard the word Quran. He never read it. There were no public schools back then. No universities. So he had no opportunity to read. But when he was put on a position of authority, of recognition, of exaltation, immediately accepted it. Now, no one has to tell us how wonderful we are because we already know that. As we say in Bhagavad Gita, the fools deride me at my descending in this human form. They don't know my transcendental nature and my future dominion of all that be. So everyone's convinced that they're a wonderful person. Even the worst person in the universe is still thinking he's a wonderful person. But we have to become convinced that we're fools and rascals, otherwise we can't make any progress. Because if we're a wonderful, enlightened person, what's it to be achieved? We already achieved everything. Just by entering into this body, we were given all six opulences. They just manifested in the soul and in the body. Maybe we can improve a little bit. You know, one or two of the opulences, but more or less we're complete and perfect because I'm in love with myself, who I think is myself. But basically everyone's in love with their self because we're part and parcel of Krishna. Naturally, we're going to be in love with ourselves because we have the same nature Krishna has. Now, Krishna says, I am never manifested to the foolish and unintelligent. So what does it mean? How do we become intelligent? Well, that's why we're hearing in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, to get the theoretical knowledge of what intelligence means. Now, what people generally think is intelligent, the Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita consider very unintelligent. Prabhupada gives the example. He gives the example. Sorry. Didn't want to disturb anyone. Prabhupada said, one man is asking another man, are you intelligent? So he's checking his pocket. And if there's money in his pocket, that proves he's intelligent. Because that's how intelligence is discerned nowadays, is how much money you have. If you have money, you must be using your intelligence properly. But actual intelligence begins with understanding that we're not this body. Otherwise, as soon as we forget that we're not this body, we immediately fall into ignorance. Immediately we're on the same level as what? According to the famous, what? An animal, yes. Rawr. We immediately fall into the animal category. Or perhaps less than an animal. I mean, I don't want to insult the animals. Because they generally follow principles. Because they're forced to by the laws of nature. But human beings don't even follow any principle. Did you ever hear of a tiger on the weekend going out and hunting for sport? You go into his cave, the tiger, if he has a cave, and you see there's a trophy of a deer. No, simply out of necessity. They don't go looking for animals just to hunt for the fun of it. But human beings, they do all kinds of horrible things just to satisfy their whims. Just like someone plowed into a group of people during a parade just because he was frustrated. Doesn't know the people, doesn't even know what they were thinking, but just because he wants to take his frustration out, therefore he kills so many people. So that's less than an animal. And at least when we fall into Maya, we have two kinds of Maya we can fall into. One is that I have a duty to do under the Varna and Ashram system, or I have a duty to do for Krishna, although I'm thinking I'm this body. I think I'm the doer. But at least we're doing our duty for Krishna. At least we're not. We're following some kind of instructions to please, to satisfy or serve Krishna. The other kind of Maya is we completely forget that who we actually are, and we completely identify ourselves with our mind and senses, and that's the animal Maya. And then there's the less than the animal Maya, where one is just whimsically serving the senses, whatever they demand. So, Krishna says that they're foolish, I am never manifested to them, because I'm covered by my yoga Maya, and therefore the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and inexhaustible. The whole idea is to know Krishna. If one knows Krishna, the one is said to be the knower of everything. Yomam ajam anadim cha veti lokamaheshwaram asamudo samarteshu sarapapai pramuchite. Our whole business is somehow or another to please Krishna so that he reveals himself to us. If we do that, whatever we can do to do that is success. And whatever we do that doesn't accomplish that is a waste of time. If we can get up in the morning and go through the day and please Krishna enough so that he reveals himself a little bit more to us, then that day was successful. Otherwise, we've just wasted our time. But anyone who knows me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, without doubting, is said to be the knower of everything, and therefore he engages himself in full devotional service. So our methodology of understanding Krishna is by devotional service, of which comes in 9 flavors: hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the lotus feet, serving, offering prayers, atmi nivedana, doing everything for Krishna's service, and becoming Krishna's friend. So these 9 different processes, if we're engaged in them, and if we're engaging them with some kind of determination and some kind of enthusiasm, then Krishna notes that, and he'll give us the intelligence so we can do the processes better. We can do them with more steadiness, with more depth, with more devotion, and then that's why Krishna reveals himself. He appears within our memory, for one thing. Just like he appeared within the memory of the gopis. When the gopis were remembering Krishna, feeling separation from him, then they were actually with Krishna on the platform of memory. Or sometimes Krishna can reveal himself as the deity. He may reveal himself within our heart. So many different ways he can reveal himself to us. And our process, we know the process, just the question of becoming how much steadily we're engaged in it and how much we're doing it with enthusiasm. That's why the kirtan is so important in this age of Kali, and japa is very important also, because by japa, we're at least trying to put our mind on Krishna, hopefully, rather than getting the 16 rounds done. we're actually making some effort during the 2 hours, wherever it takes us, to actually chant to Srimati Radharani and Krishna with some attention and perhaps even with some feeling. So that when we engage in kirtan, we remember this is the time I should try to focus my mind on Krishna. And we remember, at least, now I should chant to Srimati Radharani and Krishna with the rest of the devotees and appreciate how they're chanting to Krishna. And I should chant to Srimati Radharani and Krishna with some attention and calling out to them happily, blissfully, to engage me in their loving service. We can't be engaged in Krishna's loving service if we're morose or we're thinking of something else or we have some other desire. But if we're actually chanting with full enthusiasm, clearly knowing who we're chanting to, hoping to that they give us their mercy and reveal to us what loving service means, then that kirtan becomes a very valuable asset for that day. And all everything else we're doing, well, of course, we can chant Hare Krishna the whole day through, but anything else we're doing, if it's in Krishna's service to please Krishna, then that will help us when we're chanting Hare Krishna. Become more attentive and more feeling when we're chanting. And if Krishna is pleased and he reveals himself, then we'll become samasham, samagramam, yatagas, sitasya. Then our doubts will go away gradually. That there is a Krishna, there's a spiritual world, I am eternal. There is nothing to worry about. Everything is all right. The only thing that's not all right is my consciousness. So if I correct my consciousness, then at least for me, everything will be all right. Everything will be perfect. What more can we ask for? Can you think of anything else to ask for? If we felt everything was absolutely perfect, I'm so bliss. I'm feeling so unlimited pleasure. Everything is so clear. I know exactly what to do in order to make everything even more blissful, forever. And could you want anything else more than that? Something else you want from Santa Claus for Christmas? I think that's brilliant. What's that?
That would be very good.
Yes, so we have, that's the gift Acharya is giving us, we just have to accept it. So I'll stop there, thank you. Any questions, comments? Yes.
Thank you. according to previous verse we read, what's the difference between Patanjali, people who see Krishna as supreme, independent God, supreme personality of Godhead, and before was Pancharatrika?
Yeah.
Okay, Pancha. And them who see as us, right? And so what's the difference between or?
Well, Patanjali, in the Yoga Sutras, he's giving us information how to meditate on the Supersoul, the independent personality of Godhead who's directing the wanderings of all living entities, seated as a machine made of the material energy. So that's the Supersoul, Patanjali's Supersoul talking. But Pancharatrika is, Krishna is a cowherd boy, the loving cowherd boy.
And they say independent more just like not being in this world.
Independent means that he's, as Krishna says, naham, nachastan, what's the first word of that? Chamastani karmani nibananti dananjaya. Udasinadvar asinama saktam teshu karmasu. My dear Arjuna, I'm ever detached, seated as though neutral. All this work cannot buy me. I'm ever detached, seated as though neutral. So that's the super soul speaking.
Okay.
That he's not, even though he's created all the laws of material nature and he's one who's giving instructions to Maya how to arrange everything, but he's completely detached. He's seated as no neutral. He's not affected by the modes.
Okay. Okay, Paramatma and Krishna. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else? Yes. pass the baton.
Thank you, Maharaj, for the class. Kirtan is a congregational activity done together, while japa is an individual endeavor to please Krishna. So when we are chanting our japa, is that also counted as service, or it's something for our personal improvement?
Well, Krishna keeps the record. You have to look at his record book and see. What did I do today? No japa. Well, you know, it was pretty poor japa today. I didn't include Bhari luck tomorrow. No, of course it's service. Every time you chant Hare Krishna with some knowledge and some devotion, it's service.
I was told it's the highest service. Chanting is the highest service because it benefits the entire universe.
Okay, I don't want to... Chanting definitely benefits the entire universe. What about if you offer prasadam to Krishna?
What if we, sorry?
What about the other kinds of service?
Well, it's all service.
Yeah. Shavanam, what happens if you go out and distribute books?
That's also service.
Is that as high as chanting?
Because it's the Yuga Dharma, it's the prescribed religious principle for this age.
Yeah, there may be, for instance, what may be the highest, generally everything is included, the chanting is everything. Everything is actually chanting. Everything is Krishna's energy.
Mm.
Everything is a vibration.
Mm.
Devotional service itself, even if it's not spoken externally, it's the very activity of devotional service is actually chanting in one sense.
Right.
Because it's glorifying Krishna,
the
activities. But chanting out loud is recommended in Kali Yuga. It's recommended in all yugas because it does benefit others. But when we include chanting, it also means, for instance, when you go and distribute a book to someone, you're giving them Krishna himself directly in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. So that's also, Krishna says, there's no servant in this world more dear to me than he, nor can there be anyone more dear.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be many, many people who are most dear. There may be many different activities which are the highest. Prabhupada would go to a temple like Germany and say, if Germany becomes Krishna conscious, the whole world will be saved. Then he'd go to America and say, if America becomes Krishna conscious, then the whole world will be saved. So he'd write to the guru, to the teachers of Gurukul, you have the highest service to educate these students in Krishna consciousness. He'd tell the book distributors, you have the highest service distributing these books. And to tell the kirtan party, go out and chant, that's the highest service. So there may be many highest services.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Anything? Yes.
There is a question from Avadhuta Rai Prabhu. He says, sometimes we say Krishna is inconceivable, but Vasudeva in his prayer to Krishna says, there is nothing inconceivable or contradictory in you. Question is, if we get knowledge from a perfect source, why is Krishna still inconceivable?
Because inconceivable to some people, but not to everyone, in one sense. Because some people may be able to conceive Krishna. Well, everyone's conceiving Krishna in different ways. But to actually know Krishna as he is, we have to become qualified for it. Just like you may know Krishna, you may know someone who's sitting on the hardcore bench, the judge, and he's throwing you into jail for doing something. So you get to know the judge pretty well. Matter of fact, even after you're put in jail, you come out and you do something wrong, you're back to the judge again. So you get to know exactly what the judge is like after some time. But the judge takes off his uniform, goes home. His wife and children give him his slippers, call him John. Now, the criminal who knows the judge quite well doesn't know his personality is John. All he knows is the judge. So to know Krishna is not so easy. To know Krishna as the person who's in charge of the jail cell, who's condemning you to jail, that's pretty easy. You just have to break a few laws and here you are. in front of the judge. To know him personally as John is a little bit more, requires more qualification, positive qualifications. All right, thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.